If you're a light worker means different school, different culture, utilize different words. If you're a bodhisattva, if you're a peace bringer, if you're the one who have to awake, and also, okay, before you're born, your soul already know you have to come back down here, okay, to assist to expansion of human consciousness and raise human vibration. You were engaging a course like this. Somewhere deep inside you, beyond your logic, beyond your maturity, beyond your personal things, your soul recognizes it. That is the truth. And you need to go through the spiritual training. Without the spiritual training, you cannot raise vibration in here. So majority of human being, the mind, is always trapped in fear, worry, conflict. It's a consciousness thing. And not many people rising upward. So you can see that as an individual, you notice your mind fluctuating as well. Your mood shift and change until you achieve consistency. So you understand now. The more you're rising up the consciousness, the more you cannot harm. You cannot take. You only can support. You notice that. The more you got frustration, fearful, and feeling unsafe, you have more defense attack mechanism in you. Makes sense, isn't it? Look at the world we're in. Interesting to observe. But then don't lose sight. There's a lot of, you know, beautiful soul, beautiful people make the world, you know, a better place. So you can see this. Again, it's like a yo-yo. You know, it's like a yo-yo. We go up and down, see, as a human race. But everybody eventually have to awake from it. Sometimes pain, suffering is a push you to awake. And then the infinite art is a raise of vibration, help you to understand it. At the same time, you need to practice. Philosophy will not save you. Philosophy will not save you. You need to practice. Practice a raise of vibration. And also, as I always say, if you cannot help yourself, to my student, especially healing student, I say, if you cannot heal yourself, how come you believe you can heal the others? I said, first, learn to heal yourself first. That's very challenging because, you know, the mind is very tricky, see. Higher consciousness enables you to understand the mind always projecting outward. I want to help the others, but I don't want to help myself. I want to heal the others, but I don't want to heal myself. That means you don't. The mind projecting outward, I can still hiding. I'm a good person, I save the world, but I don't save myself. Interesting, isn't it? Subject. The world will drag you down and your mind will drag you down. So you need something to sustain it. So we all on the same boat. I mean the whole humanity. Spiritual level is for the soul so you can identify what is personal development. Personal development for the soul awakening become your vehicle. Because when the soul reaching the light love level, you want to help humanity and also want to fulfill your soul purpose down on earth. That means you bring your beauty, talent, gift, expressed through this person. This person have to be willing and also have the capacity. And this is a growth material. So that means this person, vibration, the body, have to be raising, enable the light to utilize you and extend through your auric field and through your mind. So that means it is called a vehicle. And you have to master it. Have to master it. And that is a light working process. So your brain cell also have to operating in a higher frequency than normal people. Normal people, they think. But then the soul awakening, you train the mind, you don't think. You don't think, what are you doing? You learn to listen. And that internal impulse, and you call, okay, the intuition, enable you to get the universal wisdom, and then bring it down on earth. This task is very, very new. Once upon a time, spiritual seeker have to actually renounce the world and not engage in human affair because they can focus. But now it's not. Now it's different. Now you have to engage in the world, is still engaging in your spiritual expansion and practice. And that is damn hard. It's very new recently. Very new and very new. You know, once upon a time, we walk away from the world, we meditate, we worship, we devote ourselves. You don't have this luxury anymore. Now, you still engage in the world, but still connect with the light. Very difficult. And the infinite art for personality, strengthen the person, leading a happy, healthy, fulfilled life. Infinite art for spiritual student and a light worker. Strengthen the vehicle and utilize it to open up in a higher frequency and vibration. Thus, and highly up to you, what do you do with it?